Hey everybody and welcome to today's video. What I want to cover off is some of the announcements Lenovo made at the recent MWC event in Barcelona. There was a whole raft of announcements from this event and what we saw from the ThinkPad range was a refresh. So Lenovo have been focusing on improving performance across those devices and also thinking about sustainability with those devices. We'll see a lot more sustainable materials being used to build these laptops. So I've got a lot to cover, both on the laptop front and some of the accessories that Lenovo announced, so let's dive into it. Second generation Windows 11 ThinkPad Z13 and Z16 laptops were announced with enhanced hardware and software functionality. The ThinkPad Z13 has a new flax fibre top cover. So rather than fully using metal or plastic for the laptop cover, Lenovo have obtained fibres from the stem of the flaxseed plant, and these fibres have been encased in bio-based resin for durability. Now, Lenovo claims it passes all the same durability tests as it has with other products, so it'll be interesting to see how this fares when people and end users start to use it. Also within the announcement, Lenovo have released 4th generation ThinkPad X13 and X13 Yoga laptops. So we've got new colours, new material, narrower bezels and new features to help with the hybrid work and mobility that we're all faced with nowadays. Both devices are smaller than their predecessors and both are due to be out in Europe in July this year. So also within the ThinkPad range for 2023 were 4th generation ThinkPad T14S and T14. And then we've also got the 2nd generation T16 laptop. These new models will have OLED screens, Wi-Fi 6E connectivity and 5 megapixel cameras. You can choose to either have them with the 13th generation Intel Core processor or the AMD Ryzen 700 mobile processors. With the AMD models, you're going to get USB 4 ports and the Thunder ports are with the Intel versions. So there's lots of connectivity options there for speed and functionality. Details of the 4th generation ThinkPad L13, L13 Yoga, L14 and L15 were released as well. Traditionally with the L series, we've seen advantages over the T series, especially when thinking about upgradability for the end user. But what we've been told is with the L13 and the L13 Yoga, they're both going to have soldered memory, so that upgradability from an end user's point of view won't be there. The 5th generation ThinkPad E14 and the 1st generation ThinkPad E16 are going after the small to medium businesses. Both models have a 90% screen to body ratio and these new models have new keyboard designs and 115mm touchpads, so they'll be interesting devices to see for sure. Among the laptop announcements, we also saw a monitor announcement. So the ThinkCenter Tiny in 1 Generation 5 monitor was announced. So this monitor will be available in 21.5-inch model or 23.8, and both are slated for a release in August 2023. And the monitors will have FHD IPS LCD panel with optional touch functionality. So regarding connectivity, the monitor will include one HDMI 1.4 port, one DP 1.4 port, two USB 3.2 Gen 1 Type A ports, and one USB 3.2 Gen 2 Type B port. We've also got a 3-in-1 connector that allows connectivity to the ThinkCenter M small factor desktops. And the most interesting feature of this monitor is that there's going to be an integrated 1080p webcam at the very top of the screen. So a very interesting prospect there for businesses setting up potentially offices and having that consistent kit for everybody and easy for your IT professionals as well to set up. Now we've also had some interesting propositions around the Lenovo IdeaPad Duet 3i. So it's a Windows tablet with a detachable keyboard that magnetically connects to the tablet. It can be folded around the tablet to protect the screen when not in use. And with the keyboard, the device will weigh around 1.15 kilograms. This is a budget device and it won't be massively powerful, but there's a couple of configuration options that you have. There's going to be a 4GB memory model and an 8GB memory model. Now both models come with a 5 megapixel fixed focus webcam on the front and an 8 megapixel rear camera with autofocus. The screen will be 11.5 inches across and that's ultimately an upgrade from the previous model, and again, a summer release is anticipated for this device. The Lenovo Idea Slim 3 Chromebook has a 14-inch display and three configurations will be available in May 2023. Again, while aimed at the budget market, the winning feature is that the battery is rated to last up to 13.5 hours on a single charge. One configuration version of this device that you can have will have touchscreen capabilities as well. So one to watch out for if you're looking to purchase it, because some of the models won't come with touchscreen capability. In conclusion, Lenovo have brought some exciting devices to the table this year. There's a lot to choose for depending on your specific needs, whether you're needing something lightweight, whether you're needing something to handle your entertainment on the go, or if you're looking for something more suited to that desktop market at an office space. I'm really intrigued by a lot of the models coming out in Storm Grey colour this time, and I think if I'm looking for a laptop, I might actually choose the Storm Grey configuration rather than the traditional Lenovo Black. So what device are you most excited about? Let me know in the comments, and thank you for tuning in today.